We're lucky enough to have Ryan James on the radio this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
You've had plenty of interest from up there at Brisbane, but you said, nope, not for me. I'm staying at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, the choice ended up being a quite easy one. Obviously a local junior and families on the Gold Coast, and the club's really on the up, and I've been here for a lot of the downs, so it was good to finally be on one of the ups last year, and hopefully the roster we got now, we can keep going.
Ryan, I guess you've had that bit of a burden in some ways of always being the next big thing, and last year was such a good year for you, and I guess you need to back it up again this year.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, a bit disappointed I didn't get to do further duties, but I'm just going to have to back it up and do one better this year. Hopefully go out and score 13 tries next year.
Was there a bigger conscious effort to start 2016 and then carry that forward now to this season? Did you change things up at all? Because it was a real breakthrough season for you.
Yeah, it was. I think the year in the back row definitely helped the legs and getting more minutes in them. And, when I transferred that back into the middle, I could play 60 minutes pretty comfortably. And,
right.
The work rate seemed to be, there. So I was able to, play a little bit longer minutes in the middle. And I think, just that year before that in the back row definitely helped that out.
We were sort of thinking it was just a haircut. The Gold Coast Titans have the names of Hain, Pete, Conrad Hurrell. Now, they're obviously very, very much quality players. So you've built quite a good nucleus of players. And I imagine that has also, I suppose, weighed on your decision to stay with the club.
Yeah, it is. And we've got great sort of young halves as well in Ash Taylor, Kane Elgin, and Tyron Robertson. I think they're going to be some of the best halves in the future as well. So that definitely came into options. And all of them are great mates. And it'd be good to see a fair bit of my career with them. And also we've got the inclusion of Jared Wallace, and I think we're in the chase for a couple more still, so hopefully the roster still keeps building.
I guess it's not your problem, Ryan, but how do you fit those three halves into one team?
Yeah, that's going to be the hardest one. They're all starting first grade halves, and it's a real head scratcher. I've thought about that, and I honestly don't know. It's going to come down to trial form, I guess.
Yeah, it will. And Kane Elgi, that terrible, terrible knee injury at the start of last year. How's he been training and how's he been performing? He'd be sharp as ever.
He is. He came back and started. He did his first ball session last year before we versus Broncos in the semi-final. And he up in the, make our confidence go down. He ended up putting on two tries and scoring one himself. So he's been looking sharp ever since then. And the confidence is back. He's just getting back to top fitness. And he's usually one of the fitter blokes on the team. And he's back to that spot.
Now, there's a lot of people that have said, the Gold Coast have, there's too many distractions up there, there's too much fun to be had, and it affects the football team. Is that a realistic comment, or is it just media talk?
I think you could probably chuck that out probably 5 years earlier, but I think now that the culture we're building at the club and with the new facilities are in the middle of the Parkwood, and that's a fair way away from the riffraff of the Gold Coast. I think we're really starting to build something special, but probably early on, teams would probably like to think that of us, but I think things have really turned around in the last 4 years, and we're really, really starting to nail things and getting done the right way.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Ryan James from the Gold Coast Titans. Ryan, that Parkwood facility, I reckon it's about 5 degrees hotter at least than Surface Paradise as well.
Yeah, it is. Once you get on that pitch, it's been a little bit of a ditch, but the field's second to none, and we're just happy to all be in one spot. And last year we were training out of a tin shed at Burley, and swimming in random pools and doing weights in another little shed. So it's great to have these world class facilities on hand and being able to fully function with everyone under the one roof, and it just makes things a lot easier.
Mate, the loss of Greg Bird. Won his powerhouse play, and I guess as a senior leader in the group, you helped step up into that breach, but he will be a loss.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, Greg's one of my best mates. He's been there since day one, since I debuted, and it's probably going to be tough on me because he's one of the ones I usually go speak to and get my advice off, but going to step up in that role. I think Kevin Proctor is going to be good to fill that void. He's played in grand finals and international matches, and he's just one of those players that everyone seems to respect, and he's sort of come in and he's stepped straight into that leadership role, and it's been great to have that because Bertie's got big shoes to fill, and he's sort of trying to do that at the moment.
Big side. You're a really big side. I mean, Canberra's the biggest side, Ryan. Yeah. But you guys are pretty big across the park.
Yeah, we are. And I didn't realise. I knew Daniel Vito was a big bloke, and he's a winger, and he showed up to training the other day, and he's bigger than most of our forwards. So he's 112 kilos or something, and that's bigger than most of the forwards in the NRL besides the Bulldogs.
Yeah, he is.
And the Raiders.
Yeah.
Now, what about the Auckland Nines? Will you be going on the tour?
Yeah, I think I get the chuck boots on this year.
Yeah.
But it's probably not my game. I'm not fast, so it's probably more of an outside backs game. But I'd love to have a crack at it and see how we go.
And have a crack at Origin as well this year, Ryan.
I wouldn't mind it. Obviously, with the retirement of a couple key players and a couple players moving on, there's probably one or two spots up for grab, but you know, they're extremely hard, and the pecking order is starting to get bigger and bigger. So I'm just going to go out there and do my best for the Titans this year.
Well, because you've been kind enough to talk to this show, I'll speak to Laurie about getting your name put on the list of other guys that we can consider for the Origin team. Because I work at the New South Wales Rugby League. So
he runs it.
I'm only joking, mate. It's got nothing to do with me. Good luck for the year, mate. Hopefully the Titans can have a stellar year and can turn around what's becoming a very, very good franchise for the National Rugby League.
All right, thanks for having us.